Kayo'y nakikinig sa Australia Explained, ang SBS audio podcast na gagabay sa inyong pamumuhay sa Australia.
Ang galit, pagod, pagiging distracted o stress ay karaniwang estado ng pag-iisip ng tao. Ngunit maaari itong makasama sa ligtas na pagmamaneho. Ang agresibong pagmamaneho ay kadalasang dulot ng galit o frustration habang nasa daan. Ayon kay Associate Professor James Kirby mula sa University of Queensland School of Psychology, ang emosyong ito ay magti-trigger ng road rage o away sa daan.
I mean, there could be certain individual factors about the person. You might hold some kind of prejudice or stereotype. They could be things like the gender of the person or what they look like, perhaps older than us, for example. Other factors like time pressure is a big one. People who are rushing from one place to another, if something delays them in the traffic, that can be a trigger to road rage. Believing that people are doing something on the road deliberately to you, they deliberately cut me off is a good example.
Ang karaniwang road rage na ipinapakita sa media ay ang mga drivers ay lumalabas sa sasakyan upang makipag-away. Gayunpaman, tulad ng binanggit ni Professor Kirby, ito ay kumakatawan sa matinding galit na nararamdaman na maaaring magsimula sa verbal abuse hanggang sa mga paglabag ng batas trapiko. Ang road rage ay madalas na nauuwi sa mapanganib na pagmamaneho dahil sa maling paniniwala ng mga driver na sila ay may kontrol sa nakapaligid sa kanila.
One of the difficulties with road rage, it can actually make us feel like at that point that we've even got greater control of our driving. When we're angry, we're very focused. We're trying to get the person who was the transgressor. We can at those times believe falsely that we've got exceptional driving ability, which can further motivate the risky driving behavior. So there is that problem, of course, the sense that we believe we've got more superior skill than the other drivers on the road.
Kabilang sa karaniwang pag-uugali ng road rage ay ang biglang pagpreno o pagpapabagal upang inisin o harangin ng iba, habulin ng ibang sasakyan o sobrang bilis ng pagmamaneho, pag-flash ng ilaw upang pilitin ang ibang driver na tumabi at tailgating. Ipinaliwanag ni James William, ang Head of Policy sa Royal Automobile Club of Victoria. Nasa humigit kumulang 2,000 ang nabigyan ng multa dahil sa tailgating sa estado kada taon.
With tailgating, it's not about a specific number of centimeters or distance between one vehicle and the next, because obviously it comes down to context and what's happening in the road situation. But it's when you are too close to the car in front of you for a sustained period of time. It is defined in the law as the failure to drive a sufficient distance behind a vehicle.
Ang mismong road rage ay hindi labag sa batas. Gayunpaman, ang mga aksyon na may kinalaman sa agresibong pagmamaneho na nakakapagkompromiso sa kaligtasan sa kalsada ay ang pinaparusahan. Sa Victoria, halimbawa, ang tailgating ay maaaring magresulta ng multa ng hanggang sa $248 at pagkawala ng isang demerit point. Sabi ni William, kung sakaling maipit ka sa isang insidente ng road rage, mahalagang unahin ang kaligtasan.
So for example, if it escalates to a point where the motorist is being followed, whether there is assault or violence towards them, in those sorts of really serious road rage incidents, it's really important that if you feel unsafe or unfit to drive, that you contact police and get yourself to a safe place, and certainly to report dangerous driving and seek that support if you need it.
Kapag nasangkot sa road rage, mahalagang manatiling kalmado at gumawa ng mga hakbang upang mapawi ang tensyon bago ito lumala. Kung ikaw ang biktima ng galit, pinakamainam na gawin ay manatiling kalmado at umiwas sa sitwasyon. Maaari itong mangangahulugan na padaanin ang sangkot na driver, mag-pull over sa ligtas na lugar o gumawa ng hakbang para pakalmahin ang sitwasyon.
It's more likely that people don't know anything about the person, whether they are on the receiving end of road rage or indeed the protagonist. We'd always say that it's important that you don't engage in any behavior that will further antagonize or inflame the situation.
Walang opisyal na datos sa mga insidente ng road rage sa buong Australia. Gayunpaman, ayon sa isang survey noong 2024 na isinagawa ng comparison site na Finder, 3 sa 4 na Australians ang nakaranas ng road rage. Sa ganitong pagkakataon, kung may pinsala sa sasakyan dahil sa road rage, sabi ng insurance expert ng Finder na si Tim Bennett, karaniwang ang insurance company nang may kasalanan ang magbabayad ng gastos.
The ideal outcome is if there is an incident where there is some damage to a car, both cars stop and get each other's details. Now, that's not always possible, especially if someone's being aggressive. If that's the case, take steps to try to document what happened as quickly as possible. At the very least, try and get that license plate number as quickly as you can.
Dagdag pa nito ang salarin sa isang insidente ng road rage na nagre-resulta sa isang claim ay karaniwang makakaranas ng increase ng kanilang insurance premiums. Sa kasamaang palad, maaari rin itong mangyari sa driver na biktima ng road rage.
If you are at fault in any sort of crash or incident that requires an insurance payout, your premiums will go up, and I think that's fairly reasonable. Unfortunately, it can also happen that someone who is the victim of a road rage incident who has to make a claim can sometimes also see an impact on their premiums. For example, a no-claim bonus can sometimes be lost as a result of it. It does depend on your insurer. Some car insurers are a little bit more lenient with that when it comes to who's at fault, and some are not.
Kung ikaw naman ang pasahero ng salarin ng road rage, napaka-stressful ito dahil maaari kang walang magawa o malagay sa panganib ang buhay. Ang pinakamainam na gawin ay nakadepende sa maraming dahilan, kasama dito ang relasyon mo sa driver. Iminumungkahi ni Professor Kirby ang ilang mga estratehiya upang ilihis ang atensyon at pakalmahin ang driver nang hindi ginagamit ang katagang kalma ka lang.
One of the big, most important things is if you can try to validate their upsetness, you know, that was tricky or that looked difficult, that kind of makes them feel heard or validated in some way for whatever happened. And then that can open the window, so to speak, for them to be more open to not retaliating. And then you might offer a suggestion depending on how well you know the person. What if we turn the radio on? And what if you just jump away from this person? Or, hey, do you want to pull over?
Sinabi ni Professor Kirby na kung ang isang tao ay palaging salarin at laging sangkot sa road rage, maaaring makatulong sa kanila ang psychological therapy upang matutunan ang pamamahala at pagpapahayag ng kanilang galit. Ang ligtas at responsableng pagmamaneho ay dapat maingat, pasensya at i-consider ang ibang driver habang nasa daan. Pahabol ng propesor na maging maingat, maunawain at bigyan ng pagkakataon ang ibang driver.
This will all depend on the situation you find yourself in. But my advice is try not to jump to conclusions. Try to be as forgiving as you can. There's no need to get into a tit-for-tat situation. You know, people make mistakes. Unfortunately, mistakes on the road are dangerous, and that's why we can sometimes, in our reaction, go too far. But the idea is you have to kind of be attentive and aware as best you can and try to recognize that we all make mistakes.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Zoe Tumaydo na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Inyong napakinggan ang isang SBS audio podcast. Para sa iba pang nilalaman ng Australia Explained, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/australiaexplained.